Well, the most frustrating thing about the loss Saturday night was, you know, I saw a group of guys, you know, go out there and play with their heart and soul. You know, we had great respect for Arizona's offense and their ranking going in. Having just played them 3 weeks ago, you know, we knew what we were getting into. And I was really proud of the way we went out and started. You know, I thought our first half, you know, starting with a three and out. You know, the second series, you know, was an adversity situation where they took over on the 41-yard line and took them 11 plays to score, but I thought that it was really an earned touchdown. You know, they Palmer made a great throw. They made a bang-bang catch in the end zone. I thought our guys came back and responded very well, you know, the rest of the half. You know, I think they had 75 yards on 25 plays, so they averaged 3 yards a play. And did a good job of winning the two-minute situation at the end of the half. I like the way we came out and started the second half. You know, we threw the interception, so we had our second adversity situation, and we went out and went three and out, and Haw made the interception, which was a real nice play. You know, they adjusted a little bit. They moved the ball on us. Went to running some play action pass, you know, on first down. You know, their touchdown there in the second half went from a deflection, all right, to a touchdown. We ended up, you know, the third adversity situation, you know, after we went forward on fourth down, they took over on in the mid-20s, I think a 26-yard line or whatever, and we went three and out, which gave us a chance. You know, they kicked the field goal, gave us a chance to come back and come back to tie the game. So it was a good four-minute stop there. You know, we ended up, I thought we had good pressure on the quarterback. You know, we ended up with three sacks, but I think four quarterback hits. We had the two interceptions. The one thing we didn't get done is we had three other balls in our hands, which could have really influenced the game. So, you know, we had three potential interceptions that we dropped. You know, our ability to stop their run game was big. You know, we won first down a high percentage of the time, and you know, they only had 40 yards rushing on 19 attempts. So we were able to make the game one-dimensional. And really the most frustrating thing is I felt like we were in pretty good control, you know, their offense for most of the game. And then we go out the first play of the overtime. There were a number of things that affected that play. They'd been play passing against us on first down, so we decided to come after them with pressure. And anytime you do that, you're going to be in one-on-one coverage situations. We didn't carry the crossing route well enough across the field. We had our opportunities to hit the quarterback, and he bounced off of it and was able to buy time. And when Carson Palmer did throw the ball back across the field to Fitzgerald, if we'd have just leveraged the ball, all right, we had three guys overrun the play and we missed three tackles. And then it turned into a 75-yard play, which really ended up being the game. So to go out and play as well as we played, to have it, you know, finish that way, you know, was a frustrating thing. So, the thing we have to do is the obvious, there were, like I say, three obvious breakdowns, okay, on that play.
That play was so against the character of how your defense played for really the entire game to that point, and it came right after that finish, the Hail Mary, the excitement. Was there just a natural composure, lack of composure, maybe going back on the field after that wild ending?
Well, you know, I just think that, you know, we talk all the time about in playoff games and every step, okay, you know, you're going to be playing against good teams. And we knew what they were capable of offensively, you know, that, you know, you give them a chance to reload and you've got to make your plays. And if you're going to come after them with pressure, you know, I mean, we had guys in position, and Palmer rolled off on the thing and bought time. And so then that extended the crossing route, all right, that we should have carried. And then Fitzgerald, okay, giving him that much space, you know, we had three guys coming in position on it, all right. He made a good move, cut back across the grain, and again, we missed three tackles, and we had three guys overrun the play. And you saw the results of it.
Would you like Peppers to keep his depth there so that he kind of blocks that.
Really, he was playing what we call three receiver hook, okay? So he basically was looking for the back, and the back was blocking one of our blitzers, all right? So, you know, he was kind of zoning in the middle, all right, which would have been fine. But what happened is when we ended up missing the hit on Palmer, okay, and he extends outside, all right, then he's, you know, basically he was looking to come to make sure that he wasn't going to turn up and run with the ball.
How hard is that for him? I mean, he's paid to hit the quarterback. He's one of the game's greatest pass rushers. He sees quarterback. Is that just an instinctive thing that he's going to go after him?
Yeah, I mean, we coach him to do that. I mean, if the guy that he's playing three receiver hook on, all right, then he can go ahead really and add into things on that. So, you know, Julius basically was just doing what he's coached to do.
Is the corner that was lined up across from Fitzgerald, was he supposed to go with him?
He just needed to carry it further across the field. So, you know, and it's anytime you're pressuring, it's a combination, you know, you got to make your shots count, you know, on the quarterback, because if he can extend a play for that long, okay, there's going to be somebody probably that's going to come open, you know. Like I say, even the way the play developed, all right, should have been a 25-yard gain, basically.
Was there any communication gap getting that call in on the first play and overtime down?
None whatsoever, yeah. As a matter of fact, it was communicated on the sideline what the call was going to be, and there was coaching going on the sideline prior because we wanted to pressure them on first down because the series they moved the ball down. That's what they'd had a couple successful plays by play action passing on first down.
It looked like Randall was playing like a cover three on that. He started to go with him and then bailed out of it. Do you think he just had the wrong call or the wrong understanding?
Oh, I think he knew the call, but you have to evaluate how shallow the crossing route goes on that, all right? If it goes under your underneath defenders, all right, then you have the ability to come off of it. If it goes over top of them, then you have to carry it.
Down a couple minutes ago when Mike was in here, he was talking about how Clay, in an ideal world, needs to play outside linebacker for you guys. You've been successful. I know there's been a lot of guys that have made that move inside, but do you need a natural inside linebacker in this defense right now to do what you need to do?
Well, you know, there'll be a lot of variables that go into that in terms of you know, who we have, okay, who's going to be available, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, I thought Clay did an outstanding job for us this year, you know, of moving in there and really playing full time in there. Now you've seen us, you know, in past situations, you know, where he moves up and, you know, he was rushing inside a lot, you know, in this game, which, you know, I like the combination of Julius and Clay being able to match up inside, because I think you've got two athletic guys that are going against lesser pass protectors inside, and we've gotten some real good pressure, you know, out of those situations. So, you know, I think Clay's a guy as we move forward that hopefully we can move him around and take advantage of his ability to make plays. And who knows right now, you know, we didn't know last year, you know, in terms of, you know, how the off season would go. But what our job will be is whoever we end up with is finding a way to get the best guys on the field.
Don, did you approach the second half as you did the first in terms of your coverage and pressure and everything, because Fitzgerald really had a good second half? Didn't do much in the first half, and so did anything really change drastically?
You know, I'll say this: the second half, because you know, we come out, we started the second half. You know, after we threw the interception and we got the three and out, we got the interception. But they made some plays on the one time they, you know, when they moved the ball down the field. There were a couple third down plays that, you know, I would give them credit for, because I thought Palmer did a good job of reading our pressure. You know, we came with another corner pressure that we'd gotten the interception on early, and he, you know, he read it and lobbed the ball in there. You saw him make a couple nice throws, okay, to pick things up. But, you know, up until I didn't have a problem with the way that we played Fitzgerald. You know, he stuck the one 33-yarder in there, you know, where we had tight coverage on him. He made the kind of plays that he's made his whole career. And, you know, the biggest one was, you know, was a 75-yarder. You know, if you take that out of there, then I don't have a problem with the way he played Fitzgerald. You know, he's a he's a heck of a player, and he has been for a lot of years. And when you get in big games like that, you know, I mean, he knows that that's his opportunity to shine, and they were trying to get the ball to him.
You know, there was an element of surprise, certainly, on the shovel pass that won the game at the end.
That was a good call on their part.
Were you in position to handle that a lot better?
So, you know, that's a tough play. And quite frankly, we hadn't seen him run that play, Bob. And, you know, it's a play you need to work on to be ready. I mean, with Palmer coming out of there and you get the feel of it's a sprint and then he throws the ball back on the thing. And they influenced us, okay, you know, in terms of the rollout. We were in a defense that, you know, we could have probably played that play a little bit better, but quite honestly, we hadn't really showed that play to our defense. And so I give them credit. It was a good call.
What do you think of Rollins' year? And, you know, if say Casey leaves, you know, if that happens, is Rollins, do you think, is he ready to take that next step and become an every down kind of player for you?
Well, I like our young guys, especially our young guys in the secondary. You know, they gained a lot of experience. I mean, Randall played over three quarters probably the plays. Rollins played a lot for us. So I think those guys will come back in much better prepared, okay? I mean, with an off season and the experience they gained this year, I feel good about both of those young guys. And, you know, you normally see those guys take a pretty good step, you know, from year one to year two, you know, and we would expect that, you know, especially with both of them, with their backgrounds, you know, with, you know, Randall having played safety and then moving out to play corner and Rollins, you know, having primarily a basketball background. And we moved him around, you know, to where he played outside. And I will say this, it was nice to have Sam back last night, and I think you saw Sam was tight in his coverage. He did a nice job, you know, so we were able to match up better, much better in this game than we were in the first game. And we played this game quite a bit differently than we did in the first game.
Don, when you get those guys next year, is there things that you're going to be able to do with them that you couldn't do this year because they were rookies and
Yeah, I do believe that. You know, I think you got to be careful you don't overload young guys. I mean, there's a lot to learn. Especially when you're playing different positions than what you've played. But I thought both of those young DBs, okay, really, really made strides and adjusted to the things we were asking them to do. You know, I like their futures. You know, as we know, and we've gone through, what was it, 4 or 5 weeks we didn't have Sam. You know, early in the year we didn't have Morgan. You know, Micah Hyde gets hurt during the course of the game. What you can't do is you can't come up short. So guys have to be able to play multiple positions and be ready to do it from 1 week to the next. As we saw the other night when Micah went down, you know, we had to adjust.
How about you, Lisa? Do you intend on coming back next year?
Pardon?
How about you in your future? Are you coming back next year?
Well, if the Packers want me back, I'll be back.
Okay, in light of that, how much – you got a lot of young guys who played a lot of snaps. How much do you like the long-term potential of this defense to take that – I'm just going to take another step forward next year, the potential to get to that stop?
Yeah, I've said the last 2 years I feel like we start out and we play a lot of young guys. You know, we've had some guys playing different positions and that type of thing. And I think our defense has grown as we've gone through the season. You know, I felt like we were playing our best defense. Yeah, I mean, you go back to the game here against Minnesota, you know, I mean, they had 200 yards against us, 201, I think. You know, the way the guys responded against, you know, I thought was a good offense, an explosive offense against the Redskins. And then I had the feel the other night that, you know, that through the course of the game, all right, I mean, against Arizona, who's number one or number two offense in the league, you know, and all the explosive people that they had, that we were able to play them more like we like to play in terms of mixing pressure and coverage together. Everything starts with stopping the run. You know, they averaged 2.1 per rush. I think we had 4 or 5 tackles for losses. But I don't think that their long run was 8 yards. And when you can do that, then it gives you the ability to do a lot of different things, you know, from a coverage standpoint.
Last two, please. We saw Dayton at times this year with his hand down. We saw him stand up. What sort of do you envision his best role being going forward? Was part of the reason to stand him up because, you know, Julius is getting a little bit older and Mike would be a free agent that could sort of start to get some reps there just in case?
Well, it was a matter of we'd seen Dayton make some plays. You know, we went through a couple games there where he didn't play as much as we'd like for him to play. So we said, how can we increase his reps? And, you know, we've felt that he could play outside or inside. And as with a lot of our guys, and to me one of the encouraging things is when you see the Mike Neals and the Julius Peppers and Dayton, that those guys can move around. You know, you can rush them either inside or outside. And it just gives your defense more flexibility in the things that you can do. So I think moving forward, you know, I'd like to see Dayton be able to play both inside and outside.
Dom, you talked about how pleased you were with Julius this season. He turned 36 years old today. That's an age you don't see a lot of elite pass rushers going around at that age doing what he did this year. As you evaluate it, how do you feel about him being able to not have any drop-off next year?
Well, Julius brings so much to the team, I think. Number one, you know, you as a coach, and if you've got a lot of young guys, it's far more effective to point to Julius Peppers and say there's a reason why that guy's played for 13 years or whatever. I mean, because he's a true pro. You know, I mean, you go into any meeting, he's sitting up front taking notes and never misses a practice. I think he's really played his best the last 2 years at the end of the season. I thought last year in the playoffs he played outstanding. He ended up with 11.5 sacks, I think, and I thought he really rushed and played really well in the game Saturday night. So, you know, as I look at him, you don't see the signs at the end of the season that he's, you know, that the arrow's not pointing up. He's played his best at the end of the season. I think part of that is we've been able to control his reps and to try to keep him fresh, you know, so he'd be at the best, you know, when we get to that point, you know, in the playoffs.